passion, you know, mashallah, they do put a lot of work into put this spoken word and hip-hop out. If we could support them any way we can, inshallah. Without further ado, let's go on to our next poet. We have Brother Ali Muadil from LA, and recite a salawat.
This first piece is called Behind the Clouds. Sadhana Alhamdulillah. We wield the flaming torches of hope. We are the readers of the lines, the pursuers of the signs, extending our longing gaze towards that dark horizon, waiting for those bright rays of sunshine. As we stand here amidst this ocean of shadows and darkness, drowning amongst masses of these so-called people, so corrupt and heartless, raging at me from all directions, temptations emanating from this God-forsaken nation where ideals are spread with bullets and bombs and innocent children are born to single struggling drug addict moms. And it makes my heart pain and blister when I see this kind mister flipping off my own sister just because she wears a scarf from which she refuses to part, which protects her, liberates her, frees her, allows her to show the beauty within, not the lust upon her skin, refusing to sell herself as an object, a commodity of sin. And I wonder why in God's name do we strive so hard to gain admission into this place where they claim that you have freedom of religion, but as soon as you make a decision to embark on your moral mission, they will shut down your game and imprison the people who teach you. They will cut out your brains with precision, and I don't mean by surgical incisions. Your politicians have got new names and revisions for your provisions that you made for your visions. That mosque, you're not building that mosque, we're shutting it down, so listen. You're gonna shed tears if you got a beard. If your skin color is different, then you've got lots of fear. Plus, you gotta worry about your kids smoking weed and drinking beer. Plus, other relations they may have. Things are not always there what they appear to be. So they scream at me, if you have issues with everything you see, how about you just leave? And so I leave, but as soon as I step onto the sand of my homeland and walk out on the street, I start choking and cannot breathe. I am suffocated and blinded from all the smoke and steam arising from this industrious material scene where people are always chasing cars and money and all these things that they want but don't really need. I cannot believe what I see. Over here, a child's biggest fear is getting spanked. Somewhere else, it's guns, soldiers, and that giant tank taking your flank. Bam, there go mommy and daddy. Back somewhere else's fear of attack from that whip when it goes crack onto the back of that poor kid forced into a mine digging for that kind of rocks that shine. You know what I'm talking about? Those blood diamonds that we get for in line for our lives. Are we really thinking about what we're buying? No? Fine, then go out and be a hypocrite. Go drink your Starbucks. Go drink that poisonous wine. Know this. As long as that goes, that kafir you wear around your neck is a lie. And you can get on a plane and fly around the world and you might find comfort and happiness. But for every happy person you find, there are 100 people crying, 1,000 people starving, and 1,000,000 people dying. And you can blame it on the politicians and their governments, but they're only able to because of your dollar signs, your filthy hypocritical. I'm sorry. I apologize for the fury behind my lines. I get somewhat passionate sometimes when I rhyme. It's just, people always tell me not to worry that everything will be fine, but I can't buy that unless we're seeing the end of time. And I keep thinking, God, what about the signs? I can't just turn away and pretend to be blind. And I do want to make a difference, but I do also realize that here we are. Under the shadowy clouds, I stand here again, and despite the hopeful weather forecast, it would be foolish for me to pretend that I am, that we are not standing in the midst of the storm. Except for those of us who would rather offend our own minds and our intelligence, all these other facts they would contend. So that beacon of light in my heart is my friend. So I extend my palms and intend to ask, dear Lord, I may merely hold a sword or merely build a pen, but who will save us? Who will lead us? For I am not a leader of men. It's hard to believe in what I have never seen. Are you really telling me that it only needs 313? Wow, and perhaps it is the duty of all of us to be all that we can be and please the one who created you and me. For some of us, the flames of hope are merely candles. Small dots of light in what appears to be an eternally dark night. Yet every day my candle will flicker and the voices of my mind will again begin to bicker, but the voice of the one divine light will shine through. Look up to the sky. Just look up to the sky. So I look up to the sky. And even though I can't see the sun, I know it's there. This next piece is called The Iron Fist. Recite those loved ones. Feel the fear that's gripping your veins, the threat behind the grip of the chains, the craze that raised the tip of your brains, the face that made the trip of the rain. The silence makes us sick of the pain. The silence got us driven insane. The sky is dark, it holds the cage. Terror can now adorn the stage. You see police, clad in black, they hold the streets. Back to back, they keep in peace. They talk and smack, patiently waiting for you to attack. The menacing glares, the angry stares. The world can watch, but nobody cares. Their loaded guns, their riot shields. A spark flies, as fight the fight's revealed. Violence never appealed, yet we despise these fools for how they make us feel. Reeling the oil and goods with these under-table deals. Steal it from their land, silence those who would squeal. Install and give power, have them rule with fear. And when things get out of hand, invade. And begin to see us as liberators. Haters of inequality and discrimination of race, but... I mean, we were the ones who installed those punks on their thrones in the first place. It's evil and wrong if it's not to our taste, because of course, our foundation is based upon all men are created equal. Well, tell that to the Shia suffering the pain in Bahrain. Tell that to the Palestinians getting bombed every day. Tell that to all the men and the women in Yemen. Tell that to the Libyans and the conflict within them. Tell that to the Jordanians who've been suppressed with fear. Tell that to Kashmir, which has been oppressed for years. Tell that to the Egyptians and Tunisians who discarded your false dictators. Tell that to the Muslims in Yorba Linda who received death threats from your politicians and haters. Tell that to the Airline 11 when you silenced what they had to say. Tell that to the Japanese children who are still born deformed to this day. Tell that to the Latinos when you stamped as illegal. Tell that to the natives when you stole this land from the people. Tell that to the sons and daughters of your slaves who live in their ghetto homes. Tell that to the people of Pakistan while they're being bombed by your drones. Tell that to the Iraqis being killed by your soldiers. Tell that to the Afghans to whom your occupation will never be over. Ha! Equal! Tell that to the people. Your lies we can see through. Tell that to the world and you expect them to believe you.
The fish!
Only when it comes to our enemies do we ever point out human rights violations. Our own people, we continue to spoil. But tell me, why is it that we stay silent when it comes to the countries that give us oil? Denounce monarchy, spread democracy, and yet we still stay loyal to those who are royal. But we justify it because it's all in the name of our own soil. The puppeteer who plays with fear, tears is all he brings. The forceful rein ends with pain, he pulls the chains instead of strings. They are those who sworn to defend you, they protect you, they will lend you. But you rebelled, you raised in hell, they found the need to recorrect you. You resist the iron fist, they'll shut you down, but you persist. The fight has gotten tired, sick, you try to rip the tyrant's grip. Fight for freedom, fight for change, fight for justice, like Hussein. By the blood that's in these veins, these oppressors will not remain.